I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Adaptive skiers learn to carve perfect turns down the slope. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The realignment plan announced by the National Hockey League this week would add even more teams to the playoffs. Is this a sound business plan or just something to amuse the fans until the next lockout?
This is the National Hockey League. You're using the phrase sound business plan next to them?
I was wondering why lightning struck the center of the table there.
You know, the more you tell the NHL not to do something, the more likely they are to do it. So I'm going to say, go ahead, add more playoff teams.
The NFL Combine, wherein aspiring pros get to demonstrate some of their skills, wrapped up this week. Speak to me of winners in that context.
Well, Bill, why don't you tell me who you think helped themselves the most?
I think the fellow who ran really fast, and despite the fact that he's very large, I like his chances.
Humana, 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 humana. Actually, Giovanni Bernard, who's a running back from North Carolina, in a running back, kind of running back thin draft, apparently did himself very well. So I know when you're sitting down with your bowl of Cheetos and your Budweiser to watch the NFL draft, you can keep his name in mind.
The scouts at this combine are supposed to time the players, see how high they can jump, watch as they throw, catch, and perhaps lift weights. What the scouts are not supposed to ask is, do you like girls? But apparently at least one scout did not get the memo on that.
Yeah, first of all, it's 2013. If you want to find out if a guy's gay, say, hey, are you gay? I mean, do you like girls?
Do you like at the combine?
Oh no, but still, do you like girls? I mean, that's a question of like 1949.
The NFL is apparently going to investigate this issue.
This is the persistent rumors that Manti Te'o may be gay because he got fooled by a internet fake girlfriend, and you know this is the way the NFL thinks, not the way I think, by the way. So, yeah, I think we can reasonably assume that the NFL will approach this delicate issue with all the tenderness of a Mack truck.
College football teams like to recruit defensive linemen who are strong enough to push over a brick wall, Charlie, but I assume schools prefer their players to avoid displaying that skill at, oh, say, a fraternity party.
Yeah, Samson Cafavalu, a defensive lineman at Colorado, was apparently removed from a fraternity party and tried to get back in. And while his friends were trying to push him back, he bumped into a short brick wall and knocked some of it over, causing $300 worth of damage, which he can pay out of the bonus check, which he immediately signed with some NFL team.
Wait.
This guy will run through a wall for your football program, Bill.
Wait, Samson?
Knocked over a wall. He knocked over a wall.
NCAA Selection Sunday isn't for two more weeks, but I've already managed to find a March Madness bracket on the internet, Charlie, and never seems too soon to ask you for a pick.
Yeah, religionnews.com has presented us with the March Madness Vatican Edition, the Sweet Sistine. If that's the bus to hell, save me a seat. But, it has 16 of the favorite papabile, as those of us veteran Vatican watchers put it.
Mm-hmm.
There's an interesting matchup, Timothy Dolan of New York against Sean O'Malley in the United States. See, this is what the committee always puts the two Americans together.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Don't tell me this is an ordinary
first
draw.
Round. It's terrible.
Then, of course, we have the bracket of death with two guys from Brazil, a guy from Honduras, and a guy from Argentina.
Hmm.
That's your bracket, my friend.
In other college basketball news, the Catholic Seven, those would be the
Wait,
seven
we just
schools
talked about
leaving
them.
The Big East, will now be joined by Xavier and Butler. The newly formed league will hold on to the Big East moniker, apparently. So what happens to Big East holdouts Connecticut, Cincinnati, and South Florida?
Well, they join some other league, and there goes your football conference. But it's interesting. This is a very good league. It's already got a very nice TV contract with Fox Sports, of all things. And the 10th team, which is going to come in, will probably be Creighton. So you've got a lot of history. The Catholics have allowed one Protestant team, which is Butler, which is a really good get if you're going to bring in some heathen. So I look forward to the league. Honestly, and of course, as an alumnus of Marquette, I have entirely new traditional rivals here.
I look forward to the mail.
It will all be in Latin.
The Grapefruit and Cactus League schedules are in full swing, so to speak, and Elvis Andrus of the Texas Rangers has already missed a game. Pulled hamstring?
Injury of the year. The contest is over. I don't care if somebody like Wade Boggs cracks his ribs taking his boots off, or Bobby Ojeda almost loses a finger trimming the hedges. This is the all-timer. Another problem, by the way, that John McGraw and Connie Mack never had. Elvis Andrus was scratched from Thursday's game because he had muscle soreness in his left arm caused by, wait for it, a new tattoo.
I hope it was a good one. That's all I can say.
Actually, it filled most of his left arm from his shoulder to the elbow.
That's why it hurt.
Apparently, it's a tribute to his late father, who has crushed baseball bats underneath the face of his father, and it inflamed his arm.
And finally, Charlie, I am happy to report that the Italian sausage has been found. Wait, what?
I have never been prouder of my 5 years living in the state of Wisconsin than I am of the story. Guido, the sausage costume, which races in the sausage races at Brewers games, was kidnapped after being missing for 2 weeks and was dropped off in a bar. What a shock there in Cedarburg. The bartender said two men, one of them wearing a hoodie, lugged the costume into the bar, dropped it onto a stool and told her, "You didn't see anything." Leave the gun, take the cannoli, and the sausage suit.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce. And why he didn't say sports just then, I don't know. But you can find his writing at Grantland, among other places. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your taste buds.
It's the clam and sausage races. So why do they race? They race for taste. There's Frankie and